Hi, Dan.
Hey, wait, no, you don't start. What are you doing?
Oh,
that's
okay.
Not how this works.
Which one am I?
Which one? I don't know. Who's on first? We could start. I don't know. We could start with that. I don't know. It's fine.
Podcasters these days have been usual. No. You say. All right.
No, you go. You did it.
Okay. What if we do it at the same on the count of three? One, two, three.
Hello.
Hi.
Wait, hi. Damn
hi.
It. What do we say? What word do we say when we start this thing?
We say either. We have 373 episodes of saying either
one.
And scene. So long, everybody. Good night. Yeah. Don't forget to tip your waitress.
Try the fish. Or don't.
Veal. Stick with the veal.
Yeah, it's too hot for fish right now.
Baby cow. All right, so.
Can you believe? It is, first of all, it is patently absurd that we have been talking into microphones at one another across the internet for 10 whole years.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make any sense.
No. I mean, I had that moment earlier, because I have, in my calendar, I have it marked as the first Defocus was released. And so it does that every year. And I'm just like, but wait, that wasn't 10 years ago now, was it? And then I looked on the thing and I was like, oh no.
10
yeah.
years. That's two digits.
Mm-hmm. What's funny is we were talking from before that too, because we were trying to make the first episode
that's
happen.
True, that is technically true. There were what was it, seven that we threw out? Was it four? I don't remember. Seven, although I may have made that number up.
And listeners, if you're just tuning in now for some strange reason and you're like, oh well, I gotta start at number one, skip it, because number one is actually like cobbled together from bits and pieces. It was a valiant naive attempt at a first podcast episode, so it exists as a historical artifact, less so like an entertainment thing.
I feel like as respect for mm-hmm. ourselves and the podcast, I should go back and re-listen to the first episode. It's going to be embarrassing, you know. We all had like Yeti mics or whatever, and USB 2,
mm-hmm.
Which affects audio quality, as you are all well aware.
Oh, so much audio quality.
We were still using Skype, so that's not different.
No, thank God. This is still kicking around, kicking us in the nuts every day.
Rock solid, right?
So, yeah, I don't know. We've been doing this for a while. Earlier episodes, varying quality. we kind of hit a stride where things were pretty good. And then, you know, depending on how you feel about us right now, things might have tapered off, I guess.
And then Dan had a baby and ruined everything.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, and that may come up later in this, because we, Dan and I had this.
Are you going to draft my child?
No, but could you write that down as a title suggestion?
Sure.
No, see. When this occurred to me, when I was like, oh crap, I was like, well, we should do something for it, like rather than just like talking about a movie or just like total, you know, walk down memory lane stuff that very few people will care about, I was like, well, let's, you know, try to do something a little fun. Let's try to do something like a draft, which we've done once before. We did a film score draft that you can go back and find that one. But this will be a little different. Also, it's not really like, I don't know, strictly speaking, draft stuff. Like if you're like, oh, I love on Upgrade when Jason and Mike, they do their drafts. This is different because, Dan and I are going to do this real stupid. And
like everything we do.
Yeah. We picked some categories. And we'll, I don't know. We'll trade off going back and forth. Like it doesn't make any sense for one of us to like go first every time. And then we will draft for that category an episode of our podcast. And it's specifically the episode of the podcast, not the property that we discussed in the thing. So I'll give you an example. First category is best episodes about a space movie. So it's not best space movie. It is best episode about a space movie. Yeah.
And I got to tell you, this is going to go really smoothly because I remember all of our episodes, including all of the movies that we've ever watched. I don't forget any of those things ever.
No, ditto for me. I was scrolling through there and I was like, what is Cuffs?
I had a couple of movies where I was like, honestly, I've never even heard of this movie and we did an episode on it.
Yeah. But then I remembered what it was and I was like, oh, that's that one that Dan didn't quite remember that we ended up doing because he thought it would be related to this other thing. And then it wasn't actually any fun.
It's Christian Slater does Beverly Hills Cop breaking the fourth wall.
But we were just like, this is awful. That is kind of the thing. It's just like I said, there's 373 prior episodes of this podcast. Mm-hmm. Not all of them are about movies. Some of them are just us shooting the breeze. And so we will not necessarily be picking the shooting from the non-movie ones that often in this because of the categories, but they still exist for some of the other ones. And I'll just go ahead and read off our categories from the start.
Sure.
Just to build anticipation for people
for
who want to
audience.
Yeah. For the 11 o'clock news, who wants to, want to stick around for that. All right. So, best episodes about a space movie, best episodes about an action movie. We've got best episodes about an extremely 80s movie. Best episodes about a bad movie and best episode titles and sorry, I'm scrolling. This is why I'm saying and so much because I have all of my stuff in between and best member special. Yeah. So we've got a few things in there and you might think that you know what we'll pick, but you don't know what we'll pick because Dan and I don't know what each other picked.
Yeah.
And to make things interesting, Dan and I pitched Dan on like maybe having a point system. Like if I, rather than he can't pick exactly what I picked, we could also like, if you picked the same thing, I get a point, or if I say it first, I guess. But we could just do sniping. Do you want to do sniping?
I don't care.
You got to pick a backup choice.
I mean, if you want, I don't, I'm going to forget the rule, whatever it may be, as soon as we start this thing. All right.
So we're just going to use this loosely as a construct so that we can discuss things. And I've decided that I don't want to do the point system because I don't want to do the math while we're talking.
Okay, so, good. So are we just doing, I can't pick something if you picked it?
No, you should pick an alternative that you would like to champion, shall we say.
Sure.
All right. So who wants to go first? You want to flip a coin?
That sounds like the reasonable thing to do. Do you want to ask your computer robot to flip a coin?
Hey Siri, flip a coin. Oh, heads.
I mean, I was thinking heads, but I didn't say anything.
I got another idea. How about we do that again and you tell me what you're picking?
Okay. I'm picking heads again.
All right. Hey Siri, flip a coin. Tails.
Oh, burn.
Your favorite Sonic the Hedgehog 2 character. All right, so.
Which is a movie we've watched and talked about in this podcast, according to the internet.
Mm-hmm. It's two of them. All right, so. And you liked them. That's why we did them.
I liked the first one. The second one was fine.
Yeah,
the third one coming out too. So.
Mm-hmm. We didn't draft a best fine movie because that would put us in some real trouble.
There'd be too many of them. Mm-hmm. All right, Your Honor, feel free to go first.
All right.
Best episode about a space movie. Joe, what is your pick? I know what your pick is going to be.
You do know what my pick is going to be, and it is the Star Trek II The Wrath of Khan episode with our special guest, Todd Vaziri.
Old People Problems.
Number 88, Old People Problems. And that is an iconic episode of this because I like that movie. I like you. I like Todd. But you don't like that movie.
I don't like talking about it for 3 hours and 11 minutes or it was a 3:17. I can never remember.
3 hours, 11 minutes and 45 seconds, according to the webpage.
Yeah.
At
the time, it was the longest episode on The Incomparable, I think, right?
Possibly. Yeah.
It was the second longest, but it was. It's too much. That's too much Star Trek, especially for something that old and fine, whatever.
Well, you like the ones where Todd prepares. So
are you laying this at Todd's feet now? Are you blaming him for the 3 hour and 11 minute runtime?
No, I'm just saying Todd and I might have encouraged one another to kind of beat you up a little. You might be able to tell that because Dan defends his position comes from that episode. So poor Dan.
I was beaten into apathy mm-hmm. by the end of that episode. I no longer cared about mm-hmm. Khan or his wrath.
Yeah. Well, it was just three pros talking about Khan. There you go.
That was Todd's first appearance, right? That was the first time we brought the big guns and mm-hmm. got real cinema on everything, huh?
Yeah. I don't think he was Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences Todd Vaziri back then.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think that came later. I remember that was March 15th, 2016.
Yeah. It'd be great if Twitter still worked and you mm-hmm. could find whenever Todd became the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Todd Vaziri.
Yeah. Too bad about that. Yeah. But now it's your pick.
My pick. I have a few here. I'm going to go with my pick for best episode about a space movie is going to be Stargate. And
wow.
I will give you two reasons, the title and the description. The title of that episode was Two Horuses and Anubis at a Pizza Place, which is exceptional. And the description is you cannot debate the flatness of the top, which is no doubt in reference to Kurt Russell's flat top, which when I saw that on the website while scrolling, I nodded my head and I said, yes, it's true. You cannot debate the flatness of that top. That was an exceptional flat top that he had in that mm-hmm. movie.
And I do like that you picked the space movie that has the least amount of space.
It's not in, they're not floating around in a black void or whatever, but it's not an alien mm-hmm. planet. They go to space.
Yeah. We see Ra's pyramid spaceship thing and stuff from space and it takes off and it blows up in space. So
the title
has
star in it right there.
Yeah. Yeah. It counts. I'm just saying, of the ones that have a lot of space, this is not one.
You know, I mean, Can I tell you what my backup pick was, just for funsies?
Well, we can do one more round if you want.
All right, sure. Yeah, you got another space movie you want to pick?
Yeah, my second pick is going to be Galaxy Quest.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And that is episode 15 from September 25th, 2014, Chekhov's Law of Omega 13s.
Episode 15?
Yeah, it's way back there. But
aren't we still in high school?
Yeah, I don't know if... I like this episode because I really like Galaxy Quest, but I also like this episode because my memory of it, at least, I'm not going to prove myself wrong on this, but my memory of it was that you actually liked it too.
Because Galaxy Quest.
Right, exactly. It has enough humor in it that you don't need, it's not like anything dreary that you have to like bog yourself down with like lore or details or anything, or like try to be pretend stuff is serious because it's all very goofy. And you got a lot of really great quotes in this. You got by Grapther's hammer, what a savings.
I think about that one all the time, to be honest. So much.
And then it's like throwing gasoline on a flame. Like, anyway, it's just endlessly quotable. I love the movie. I'll be so sad when I'm in the nursing home later in life and I'm saying stuff from this movie and the orderly won't know what I'm talking about. I'll try to convince them to watch it, but not listen to the podcast episode, I guess. But that's my pick, my second pick for best space movie.
That's a good one. Although I think in the intervening 10 years, it's become more difficult to consider Tim Allen. So might be a little mm-hmm. harder to watch just because he's in it.
I think the good news is he's unlikable. So it's not trying to persuade you that
he's
Tim
redeemable
Allen,
in the end of the movie, yeah, right? He becomes the hero. He does the right thing.
Yeah, but I guess it remains to be seen. Maybe one of these days Tim Allen will do the right thing.
Maybe one of these days he won't complain about paying his taxes. Anyway, yeah, Galaxy Quest. That's a good pick. My backup pick for best episode about a space movie is Outland, titled Awfully Dewey.
You hated that movie, Dan.
Here's why this is my pick. I was scrolling through the website and I said, what the hell is Outland? I have never heard of that movie in my entire life. And then I clicked on the link and I saw the first couple of photos on IMDb and I said, what is this movie? I have never heard of this before in my entire life. And I'm scrolling and it's like, it's Sean Connery with a shotgun. And I was like, what? Have I watched this movie? And then like, I think I had like the vaguest memory of him wearing like a Nostromo style hat or something.
Mm-hmm. It's got a rainbow on it. We mocked up some artwork, I think, for that. But anyway, that surprises me because my memory of it is that you hated that movie so much.
I'm sure I did. I'm sure. What is it about? He's in space with a shotgun.
Yeah, it's I forget what it's based on. It's like High Noon or something. Like he's like a sheriff or whatever for this like.
It looks space. Like he runs like a steam or an oil company in space.
Yeah, it's basically like a space refinery mining operation.
He's fracking the moon.
The bad guys are going to come in and screw with the town, and so he better get out of there. But he's not going to get out of there. He's going to do the right thing, and he's going to fight the bad guys. And so that's the movie.
Whatever. You don't have to explain it to me. I have no memory of this film other than maybe he had a hat. It was steamy. He had a shotgun. I think at one point he does like a spacewalk. Like he climbs around the outside of a building. And that's all I got. That's all I got.
Yeah. He sure does. Because this is directed by Peter Himes, who we were doing some Peter Himes movies, but I forget why.
Never heard of him. Who's that?
He's also the director of Time Cop. And I think writer of Time Cop, too. So he
I almost picked Time Cop. I'll be honest with you. I almost picked Time Cop.
That's not a space movie.
Well, it's for a different category, obviously. Okay.
Well, spoiler alert, Dan. All right. So that concludes our first category, and we'll move on to our second category. And because I went first last time, you can go first this time.
Okay. Best episode about an action movie. I didn't really put these in order, so let me see which one. Yeah, I'm gonna go with the first one I wrote down here, and that was gonna be Twister. The episode titled "Do Not Go Quietly Into That Suck Zone," which again, like half of the credit for my pick goes directly to the title. I believe that was also a Seth Worley feature because we're you know contractually obligated to let him come talk about any Jurassic Park or Twister properties.
Yeah, any Amblin adjacent material. He brought a lot of fun to that one, so it made a really fun episode. I guess I just don't categorize it so much as an action movie, but
you categorize Twister as an action. What kind of movie would Twister be?
No, you're right. I guess I was just thinking like punching, fighting action.
Yeah, The other two on my list are very punchy, fighty movies, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I hope it's not Bloodsport, but don't tell me. We'll get to that.
Bloodsport.
My pick for this category for best episodes about an action movie. It's got to be Bad Boys 2.
Ah, we got one of my other backups there.
I sunk your battleship. All right, yeah. So this is why I break pools. Was the episode title? It was from 2018, episode 191, and I like this one because Bad Boys 2 is great. It's undisputed action movie classic.
What was the description on that? It was very apt. It was something like there's no reason for anything in this movie or something, or you don't need a reason for anything in this movie.
You almost nailed it. This is a movie where you don't need a reason for anything.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's it's what, like 2 hours and 25 minutes of just pure Michael Bay chaos.
Yeah, and we only spent an hour and 30 minutes talking about the thing. So that's you know, an endorsement for people who are time constrained. Listen to that one. But we both like it. It's a classic, and I think we treated it well with respect enjoyed the episode. So it's not just because Bad Boys 2 is a classic, but because I think our conversation about Bad Boys 2 was good.
There's probably a lot of reverence for the particular film in that one. Do you recall the origin of the title, This Is Why I Break Pools? I don't know what that is.
I don't remember, other than the end of the movie where they have the above ground pool and then it breaks and then floods into the intercoastal.
Interesting. Okay. Are you excited for Bad Boys 4, by the way?
No. Was there a 3?
Yeah.
Did I watch it?
It's called Bad Boys 4. Bad Boys for Life, I think.
Did I watch it?
Now the fourth one is, or maybe the fourth one is Bad Boys for Life. I forget. It's some other bad boys. Oh, Bad Boys Ride or Die is the fourth one. Of course, they got to. There's like two phrases they use. Bad Boys for Life.
They should have done the other, because the Bad Boys for Life should have been Bad Boys.
Yeah.
Number four life. Anyway, so
I don't think they were anticipating
yeah,
making a fourth. I think anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For my second pick for best episode of an action movie, I am choosing Speed. Again, mm-hmm. since I have no memory of anything, I'm partially picking it because of the title, which is Distance Divided by Time, which is still very funny for me because it's a dumb math joke.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting that you... go ahead.
I was going to say, it's interesting you picked two Yann DeBont films.
Yeah, well, there's that, yeah. It was the style of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Small scale action movies. You got Keanu in there. He does a lot of running.
Swayze. How can you say small scale action? I don't consider Speed to be small scale.
I mean, compared to like Bad Boys or it's not a Transformers movie.
No, they just shut down a lot of streets and partially built a freeway. Yeah. So
they weren't using that freeway anyway.
Yeah, but it's a classic, Dan. So I respect your choice. And I think we had a good conversation about that, if memory serves.
One would hope so.
Mm-hmm. And then for my second choice, it is Four Prominent Trucks, which is episode 193, Terminator 2, Judgment Day. And I like the movie, of course, but it's also a fun time to talk about the movie because I think we had a good discussion. It went for an hour and 45 minutes. So it's a good one.
Do you recall what the Four Prominent Trucks were? Because I do not. I saw that title in there and I said, huh?
No. And see, that's the thing where I'm just going to say that it was probably so good that when we listen back, we'll be like, wow, we were geniuses for picking that. But it was too good.
I will have to say, abstract. Scrolling through the archive of 373 prior episodes, I don't think we get enough credit for the fact that our titles are very good. On average, our titles are very, very good. Like, there's some in there that are fairly kind of like, okay, but we don't get mm-hmm. enough credit for our good titles.
No, I mean, listeners, if you go to our archive page, theincomparable.com, and then go to the podcast and it says show all episodes, it'll take forever to load the page. But because our podcast is so good. All right, so, but then you scroll through and you're going to see a ton of great titles because we're so good at that. On occasion we record an episode where neither one of us writes down anything, and sometimes listeners suggest stuff, but more often than not I scrub through the episode after and just pick out things that made me laugh, send it to Dan, and then Dan doesn't remember what we talked about, but we'll pick something based on that. That's our magic for getting these amazing titles most of the time. We'll move on to our next category then, because we both picked. So
so you're up for the next category, yeah, right?
Best episodes about an extremely 80s movie. I can't think of anything more 80s than Defocus number 39 from March 2015, The Transitive Property of OCP, which is our episode about 1987's RoboCop.
Wow, not on my list, but a good pick.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of 80s movies, so it was really...
We have a lot of 80s. I picked many, many, many 80s movies.
Well, me too. Technically, I could have picked Wrath of Khan again, but we were not trying to do that, and I didn't want to test the rules. But I think that this movie encapsulates the 80s. You've got your consumerism, you've got your gas-guzzling cars, you've got the big, threatening conglomerate taking over your life and treating you like crap. Stuff that doesn't happen these days. And I think that is...
Well, the biggest piece of fiction is that there's a Ford car in the center of the whole thing.
Oh, man. Could you imagine? I remember when it used to look futuristic, a Taurus that they have in there that's supposed to be their police interceptor.
Isn't the name of the car like a pun for a butt or something? I don't remember.
I think our discussion about that one's good. We also did the reboot of RoboCop though. And I don't recommend listening to that one because that's just Dan and I just being incredibly upset about the choices that were made and how all of the charm and charisma and fun of this is like down the tubes.
Yeah.
So listen to this one, not the other one. And someday we'll do RoboCop 2. And I don't know, as punishment, RoboCop 3. But that's my pick. Dan, what do you got for the 80s?
I have I have 7 picks. So I will narrow it down here. Oh God, we're going to have to do more than 2 rounds here. I'm sorry, but
okay.
My first pick is going to have to be Real Genius.
Hmm.
The title is I Like a Good Montage. This is an episode featuring Jason Snell. Mm-hmm. This was early in our run when we were still doing lots of new guests and we weren't quite as brave with our titles. The title was I Like a Good Montage, but we all know
mm-hmm.
what the title of the episode should have been.
Penis Montage.
Penis or Montage, which is the game that we play during that episode where we count up how many jokes or references there are about penises versus how mm-hmm. many montages there are. And I believe, if I recall correctly, they came out pretty even. It was, I think mm-hmm. it was a 3-3 penises versus montages, not like literal penises in the movie, mm-hmm. but, I think they came out, even at the end. And for my money, it has, one of the best end scenes of any movie with the slow motion popcorn and everybody wants to rule the world. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Good movie. I presume a good discussion, even though we were, very young amateurs at the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was before we were on The Incomparable, and Jason Snell was
Fair
our
point.
Guest.
Yeah.
And we were like, I hope we don't embarrass ourselves in front of Jason Snell. And then he talked about penises. And so
what were we afraid of putting that in the title if it wasn't going on somebody else's network at the time? Jeez.
We were just like
our 4 listeners.
Yeah, and remember what we used to think that someday we'd make it big, that somebody would want to like advertise?
No, I don't remember that at all.
We'd make money off of this. We couldn't be listed in the iTunes thing. Like,
that's just because
explicit.
We couldn't figure out where the explicit checkbox was on Squarespace's CMS.
Yeah. Anyway, so we lacked the courage and fortitude, but it is an extremely 80s pick.
You got airplanes, you got lasers, you got William Atherton. You can't go mm-hmm. wrong with Real Genius.
No, I mean, William Atherton, what more can you say? But I have an extremely 80s pick, too, that I think is inarguable is extremely 80s.
Mm.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. So
brace yourself.
I'm bracing.
And that is going to be episode 117. There's No R in Choppa,
wow.
Which is our movie about Predator, where we discuss how amazing Predator is and how 80s Predator is and how goofy Predator is and all that other stuff. So that's the pick. It is an extremely 80s movie. And you cannot fight me on that. I will accept
no I'm
fighting.
Not gonna fight. It's not even on my list. Mm-hmm. Not even on my list.
Wow.
I got 7 picks and Predator didn't make it.
Wow. That's funny that we have such completely different 80s lists.
That's true. That's very true. Actually, mm-hmm. ooh, I have to, hang on. I have to search real quick and make sure that these are not invalid.
Did you pick something from the early 90s?
No, I picked something from the late 70s, but this other one is in the 80s, so that's okay. Mm. So one of them has been invalidated. I will cross it out. Okay,
but we can still go for one more round, like you wanted,
at least for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So it's me second pick now. We're only at 2, right?
Yep.
Okay. My second pick is a little film called Cobra, starring Sylvester Stallone. Movie titled It's Beach Season for Your Jaw, presumably because he's just flexing his jaw through the entire mm-hmm. movie, chewing on toothpicks.
Mm-hmm. And pizza.
You'll have to remind me, though, because you remember better mm-hmm. than I do. Cobra was... Cobra came about because they offered him Beverly Hills Cop, and he wanted to make it serious, and they're like, no, we want to go a different direction. So he made his own Beverly Hills Cop and turned it into Cobra. Is that right? Am I remembering that correctly?
I think that is vaguely the story. I think the bigger issue was that he had more clout to do whatever he wanted, and this was a canon film. Mm. And remember, we picked canon films to tie into the new logo that we had. Because before we had that like multicolored... We had that multicolored chart thing that every podcast player blurred out into like puke color.
It's a nuke thing for creating LUTs. I already forgot what that thing's called. CMS test pattern or something?
Yeah, the test pattern just turns into like puke and poop. So it was unfortunate, but it still had a great like DOF Lost logo thing going on. But whatever.
Yeah.
Defocused logo change was to go in an 80s direction, and we were doing 80s movies and we were going to do canon, and so that's how we got that logo. And part of that was picking Cobra, and canon was notorious for taking money from one movie one movie's finances to pay for another movie, and so on and so forth, like a pyramid scheme or robbing Peter to pay Paul or whatever you want to say. So it had troubled financial stuff going on, and then they picked a director who Sly could basically just push around into doing whatever Sly thought was best. And Sly did not have great judgment at the time because he was high on his own supply about what he thought would be good and cool.
Yeah.
And
it's 1986. He's got a lot of power.
Yeah, too much power. He's drunk with power. So that movie is god awful. It is basically the storyline is like borderline incoherent. He's just like going place to place and then punching and fighting and shooting things.
He's a cop that doesn't play by the rules, and he drives like a 1950s like lowrider kind of car. He's got a laser sight on his gun. He's got mirrored aviators. Oh, actually, the trailer just came on IMDb. He doesn't chew on a toothpick. He chews on a match, an unlit match, the entire movie. He's drinking a Coors Light while the guy is shooting up the grocery store here in the opening scene. But the thing about Cobra that I will never forget and think about, you know, a couple times a month, is the scene where he returns home to his little apartment in Venice. Do you know what I'm talking about?
That's what I was talking about when you were saying chewing on toothpicks, and I said chewing on pizza, because he goes to his apartment and he opens up a box of pizza and there's like one slice of pizza in there. It's been cold for like 10 years and he puts it in his mouth.
No, he doesn't put the pizza in his mouth. He takes a pair of scissors, cuts the tip off of the pizza, and eats the bite of pizza.
Like, I forgot the scissors.
Random cool guy affectation. I'm not going to just bite a slice of pizza. I'm going to cut the tip of the pizza off with a pair of scissors. And it's not even like a bite-sized piece. I think he still eats it in like two or three pieces, like bites or whatever. But it's like he's on a diet. He's on, you know, vigilante cop diet or something. Like he can only eat a third of a piece of pizza that he rations with a pair of scissors on his desk.
Like, that's what they say. You eat half now and then you save the other half for your next meal. My memory of that is basically also us complaining the entire time about the geography of the film.
He goes through a tunnel in like Pasadena and then he comes out of the canals in Venice going up and down over those bridges or whatever.
It is very funny because they're doing a car chase the entire time. And it's like, wait a minute. Are you saying that you chased this car from downtown to here?
It just looks cool.
Yeah, sure. So anyway,
his character name was Marion Cobretti. That's where Cobra came from. Oh, Brigitte Nielsen was the female lead. I don't remember anything about this movie.
I also remember the opening is like extremely dramatic, like one of those like and that's why like there's nobody who can control these out of control gangs. And it's like, were there even gangs? Like there was like one serial killer weirdo guy.
Oh, yeah,
and then, like,
he wears the pantyhose over his face. They're like an axe gang. They have axes.
Yeah, just like most gangs in the 80s. Like,
do with a guy with an axe? You shoot him because you're a cop. Anyway. That's more time than Cobra deserves in this particular conversation.
But it is an extremely 80s pick, so you got that going for you.
Yeah, which is nice.
And I have another 80s pick.
Go ahead.
thank you. So my 80s pick for the third one is Defocus number 65 from 2015. The bald cop doesn't have a hot dog in his bun with their special guest Glenn Fleischman, where we talked about Highlander. Our commentary for this, our little backup here, was there should have been only one. Zing.
That's good. That's a very Joe and or Glenn line.
Yeah, we had some fun. So I like that one. So that makes it a good episode about a very 80s movie.
Yeah. My last pick is not going to be a strong. I had to invalidate another one that I was just scrolling through here. But my last pick is not going to be as strong as. I have three to choose from now. I'm going 1980, and I'm going with Caddyshack because you have to. It gets the credit for being very 80s and very classic and. It was in that run of problematic movies that we discussed, sort of interrogating my childhood and the problematic movies that should no longer really be watched. Animal House being the primary offender in that particular instance. But Caddyshack was up there. I think Caddyshack made it through by the skin of its teeth in terms of being too problematic to watch and with modern eyes, but I think it did make it through. You know, the title being Rainbow Cardigan Envy sounds like we primarily talked about how great Rodney Dangerfield was, and he is. So Caddyshack is my third pick.
Yeah, and like you said, if it was a choice between Animal House and Caddyshack, I would go with Animal. Caddyshack too. But it is, and I don't have the deep affection that you did, but it was fun to talk with you about it because you had a deep affection for it. And we got to
both of those two episodes are me just going like, wait a minute, was my childhood fucked up?
I like how it didn't occur to you.
you don't look back at your childhood and go like, hang on a second. Was that a very dangerous situation? Was my father dangling me off a second story balcony? Like, you know, you don't really think about those things in that way until you're talking to somebody who didn't live those things.
Yeah.
It was not dangled off the balcony. That was a Michael Jackson reference.
Yeah, I got it.
Just for the listeners who are going to listen to this in another 10 years.
Yeah. So next, it's your turn because you get to go first now. And we got best episodes about a bad
movie. Do you not have a third pick? Did I ruin everything?
No, I had a third pick. My third pick was Highlander. Remember?
Oh.
I went first in this category. Now you go first.
Okay. As I'm scrolling, I'm just going to cheat and say I also had Weekend at Bernie's and My Blue Heaven in there because Weekend at Bernie's, the title was too dumb to be in poor taste, and that sums up the 80s. Anyway, best episodes about a bad movie is our next category. I feel like this might be one of the categories where we actually have some overlap for once. And I think I might actually be stealing a pick from you because I get to go first.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know what you're going to pick.
Do you?
I really have a very strong, strong suspicion that I know what you're going to pick.
Does that suspicion smell like ham? I'm going to pick The Punisher from 2004. The episode is titled I'm a Steamed Ham.
Oh, wow. I was a little off on my guess.
Wow. I have a couple others here that you might be picking from as well.
That's probably likely. So we'll see if it aligns on that one. But yeah, I remember making you watch this one. Cause
you didn't make me watch it. I'd seen it before.
But we watched it for the podcast because I made you do it because it was Tampa. And we were commenting on John Travolta and Tampa stuff.
It is an extremely bad movie. Everything about it can be picked apart, especially in retrospect, given all of the comic book movies that have been done mostly right since then. And, you know, takes place in Florida, so. There you go.
Thomas Jane.
Thomas Jane with black hair.
And what's funny about it is, in terms of bad John Travolta movies, I thought you would pick a different one. But I respect your pick. With that, I will go on to my first pick for best episode of a bad movie. And I don't. This is the one that I thought you were going to pick, and that is I Can Have My Feelings, episode number 37 from February of 2015, Birdman.
Well, so we did the Super Oscars. We invalidated Birdman's Oscar pick. I don't know that it yet in my mind rises to the level of a film that will make my blood boil like the way the ones that I have on this list.
My blood, it boils.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. But I thought we had a good lively discussion about it because you were more positive about it at the time.
There was a time we were all optimistic about Hollywood, man.
Yeah, there was a time where you thought Inarritu would just keep having hit after hit.
No, I don't know that I thought that. Oh, man. I should have put The Revenant on this list, but I didn't.
So you would take The Revenant for best episode about a bad movie over Birdman.
I don't think I would pick it because I don't think the episode is particularly good, but in terms of like level of just general anger, like if you just want to listen to an angry episode of Defocus, like best angry episode, probably The Revenant. I think we both went with that one with both barrels.
Yeah. All right, so your second pick.
My second pick. Do I go personal or do I go group? One of them is probably going to be too predictable, So I'm going to go with the personal pick. My second pick is going to be Donnie Darko, episode titled A Homemade Salsa, because this movie continues to be touted as a cult classic. And I even see Instagram posts where they're like, oh man, remember that movie? That was such a great mind bender of a classic. And I do not remember a single redeeming quality of that movie. Maybe I'll revisit it and watch it again and see if I've changed my mind. But I hated that movie. I did not like any bit of it. I like Jake Gyllenhaal, as noted by our Roadhouse episode and others. But Donnie Darko, I don't like that movie. I think we spent most of the time talking about what is happening in that movie and why. I think you probably spent the entire episode just trying to explain it to me, and I basically wanted none of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is one of those situations, like you were talking about revisiting. I saw this when it was like the thing to see in college. It was a big to do at the time, where people would have the DVD and they would have the director's cut, and you'd watch the director's cut, and then people would talk about how great the director's cut was, and it made more sense than the theatrical or whatever. Anyway, so you kind of like had a sort of like group think into it being good and deep, and then watching it with you for that episode, I was like, oh, this is actually terrible. But like, this is like a fantastic magic trick to convince everyone that this was a good movie. But it definitely, I think, works on a disaffected male youth more than it would work on an adult.
I was disaffected.
Mm-hmm. No, but you weren't. You are not a disaffected youth.
I know,
right,
but
now.
I don't know. I'm probably immature. I feel like I could probably access those emotions, but I just couldn't. I could not resonate with Donald Darkowitz.
No, it was, and we were talking about like references and stuff, like the commitment to sparkle motion and all that kind of stuff. Like it's got stuff in there, but like as a movie, as like a total piece of cinema, no, thank you. Just not really worth its not what it's cracked up to be. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So for my pick here, for my second pick, it's going to be episode 80, Peak Pleather. And that's our episode about Swordfish. And that's the John Travolta movie I was alluding to earlier.
Ooh. I think I scrolled past that or didn't make it there, because that might have made the list. That's a good one.
Yeah, because we had a fantastic time talking about Swordfish.
Yeah, I would talk about Swordfish a dozen more times.
Yeah. Swordfish itself is awful.
So, what, you mean the actual fish?
No. Well, I mean both. I mean, have you ever had a good swordfish like steak or whatever, like when they cut it out, it's always so dry, always so dry. They're like, oh, we've got a special sauce. It's like, no, you the sauce is not gonna like recover this thing. It is so dry.
Did we talk about why we think they picked that? Because that's the code name project or whatever that accumulated the money that they're gonna steal, right? Project Swordfish,
right? Yeah, but we just don't remember. I don't think we even talked about that. But like the Peak Pleather thing came from all the pleather in the movie, and then you revealing to the audience.
Oh yeah, that I had worn pleather pants at one point.
Yes. Yeah. And that spoiler alert, if you were going to go back and listen to the episode, it made it a fantastic episode. Even though the movie itself is bad, and I like the soundtrack. You got Paul Oakenfold.
The whole movie is a vibe. It's bad, but it's a vibe, man. Like Swordfish, still, it's just. I feel like it's Austin sent me that article about how Creed is like having a resurgence. I feel like we're a few years away before Gen Z finds Swordfish and like, yeah, man, it's like cool and ironic, and but like it's also got some meaning. Like it's due for a revival.
Wow, I cannot
maybe
believe Creed.
Maybe maybe Hugh Jackman can bring that character back too.
Where are they now? Yeah, I mean, he probably has done enough HGH that he can still play that role. But it was a joke. Don't sue me, Hugh Jackman.
Is he litigious? So, is that?
I don't know, but I don't want to find out. Might as well just nip it in the bud. So that was mine. Your thing.
Yeah. No, I went first, so that's the end of it. Although I did want to throw in...
Oh, God.
This is the one that I said. I think people would just think... You know, we get a little bit of a reputation. I think movie podcasts in general, you know, the how did this get made crowd of just, like, mm-hmm. crapping on movies because that's what you do. One of my picks was going to be Prometheus, because I think that is a movie mm-hmm. that we spent the entire time talking about. Look at all the potential you had. Look at this beautiful movie you made, and you ruined it. That's mm-hmm. why I put it in the category of bad movies, because it is a bad movie, but I think we had a lot... We were, like... We spent the whole episode talking about how close they were, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to pick that because I don't want people to think that we are cliche, and now I'm talking about it anyway, so it ruins it. Anyway, we are moving on to...
Well, before you move on, I will reveal my other, like, standbys here in this category, because I had a few in here, and I didn't pick them for exactly the reason you were just saying, and that's Snowpiercer.
How could I forget Snowpiercer? Fuck that movie.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, is it's just the two of us... fuming.
Well, that's what I was thinking about when I was thinking about The Revenant. Yeah. No, it wasn't The Revenant. It was Snowpiercer. We spent the mm-hmm. whole time just trashing that movie.
Yeah, and it is a critically acclaimed, lauded movie,
boo.
And it boggled our minds.
As like, we have pointed out, Birdman won an Oscar, so you know what? Mm-hmm. You go to hell, Snowpiercer.
Yeah, and then the other one was Doom, which someone kept insisting that we watch for forever, and then we finally did.
It was an audience member. It wasn't me.
Yeah, and it was terrible.
He just wanted us to watch it.
I know, exactly. But it's like, here, smell this. And so anyway, that's that kind of movie. did have a good title, though, Bad People That Poop at Work.
I did scroll past that, and I thought it almost was worthy because of the title.
Yeah, and then Hudson Hawk.
One was on my list, too, but that was mm-hmm. in my 80s movie list, but it's a 91. Mm.
Yeah. So you don't think it's a bad movie?
It's so extremely 80s. Mm. Well, early 90s. With the hat and the singing and the silliness with the rocket launchers that stick to your forehead. It's absurd.
I hate that movie. So anyway, that was my other thing in there. But we can move on now to best episode titles.
Yeah, you get to go first. And just for reference, I have 6. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Dan and I are just going to... I don't even know how many... have got here, because we'll just keep going back and forth.
Yeah,
because you're just gonna have to put up with this, listeners. This is what you tune in
maybe,
for.
Maybe this is the one where we finally start stealing some picks.
Yeah, we are just going to pat ourselves on the back, basically, about how funny we are.
We're very good. We are very good at titles.
Yeah,
I could have gone on for days, but I stopped at 6.
So my first pick, and this is so tough to pick a first pick to like put this in any kind of order.
Yeah,
so. Audience members will debate whether or not I picked the right thing as my first pick, but I just have to go with it because it's so dumb. And that is Channing Tater Tots, which is our episode on Logan Lucky.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And our little subtitle thing was NASCAR Theft is Not a Victimless Crime, which I also quite liked.
Yeah, it's a good one. Who remembers mm-hmm. Logan Lucky other than Daniel Craig with blonde hair doing a southern accent?
Oh man, his accent's so no. But your pick.
My first pick. I gotta pick Free Guy as my first pick. The title is Oyster Frappuccino Feet Net Worth Height.
Yeah, that was on my list too.
It's I don't remember where Oyster Frappuccino came from. I think that's something that they talk about in the movie, and I don't know how we ended up on making that a Google reference. And we've made that joke twice now, but that was the first mm-hmm. time we made it. But it was very good when we first made it.
Yeah, we talk about feet a lot. There's a lot of feet joke stuff in our titles. But also, we say not your daddy's thing, like that cliche. We do that a lot.
At least we stopped doing Chekhov things after like 3 or 4.
Yeah. So anyway, my next pick is Last Christmas They Shocked My Balls, which was Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. And the subtitle for that one was Have You Seen a Woman That Looks Like These 30 Pixels?
That's a good one. That's a good one. I should have written down subtitles. I didn't. I just wrote regular titles.
They weren't all that good, but I just did the couple that's jumped out, so to speak. You go.
My next pick, I'm going to do is change the order here a little bit. I'm gonna say the title, and then you can tell me who I'm talking about, and then probably mm-hmm. what movie. The title is He Keeps His Mouth Open So Good.
That was Ben Affleck and Paycheck,
it's
right?
Ben Affleck and Paycheck. Yeah. Because Ben Affleck's go-to move in that era was this look of befuddlement where he just has his mouth sort of like half open, where he's staring off into the middle distance, realizing the events that are unfolding around him and mm-hmm. what he's going to have to overcome to win over Uma Thurman or whatever. And it's just, in seven words, we described Ben Affleck's entire career so aptly, and it's very funny to me.
Yeah, and that's also, I think we had some fun on that episode too. But my next pick is going to be Bonar.
God, that's the one I was going to do when I switched for Affleck. Yeah, Bonar.
Yeah, what a Bonar head move there, Dan. So that's Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, and that was another Seth Worley venture.
Yeah, I think the quote was even his, wasn't it?
I think so, too. It is because of the beginning of the thing. They have like a special detector that detects the bone that's in the bottom of the whatever lagoon at the island.
It's radar for bones. It's Bonar.
Yeah, Bonar. all right. So your next one, Dan.
My next one is a little movie called Face Off. And the title is The Face is the Top of the Body. I don't know what that means, but it's very funny. it's funny. Babby formed of our podcast titles.
I know, which I feel like we said many times too, reference to that. But that's one of those ones where I would really have to go back and listen to that because I cannot remember for the life of me who said that. But it is so bananas. I
it
love
must
it.
Be in reference to the fact that they just like peel the skin off somebody and they're just like, that's all you need is the skin of their face and put it on top of the other person and then you look like them
and sound like them and have their same body mass and everything. What a coincidence. Terrible movie. I did not put it under the bad movies because
it's John Woo, man. There's doves and slow motion and Castor Troy with the gold pistols.
I did consider putting Mission Impossible 2 on there though for Oof. John Woo.
Wow.
Right. All right, but anyway, my next pick, sticking with the theme, is P-Rex Machina, and that is Jurassic Park 3, and that is because the T-Rex pee is what they use to distract the dinosaur, to get away from the situation that they're in. So yeah, that was why that is. Your next move, Dan.
The next one I'm gonna pick is a no movie episode because I think it sums up us very well. And the title is Film versus Digital versus Orange Chicken. And the reason I love that title is because I think we spend a lot of time. This is probably around the Steve Yedlin era where we're discussing all of the results about people comparing film and digital. And it just, what this title says to me is that we could not possibly give a shit about this conversation. Because we're comparing it to Orange Chicken. So I like that title very much for its dismissiveness of a very serious conversation that occurs in our industry.
Yeah, and I think that's a different kind of category for best title, where it is something that summarizes the thing, whereas most of the things that we've talked about so far are mostly non sequiturs. So it is good to also consider the other kind of thing where we can vaguely apply.
Yeah, most of them are just stupid and very fun, though.
Yeah, something, it actually kind of gives you a vibe of what's going to happen in the episode as opposed to the others. And my next pick is going to be nightfarmersonly.com, which was our title for Logan. So
poor Caliban.
Get out of that. Yeah, so you Dan.
My final pick, which is probably stealing a little bit of valor from you, is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Feet by the Foot is the title. And not just because the title is Feet by the Foot and it is talking directly about Quentin Tarantino's obsession about feet, because that episode is the one where you said a quote that was so good that became a tweet that also became very famous. Do you remember your tweet?
No.
The tweet was something to the effect of Quentin Tarantino likes shooting on film because it's measured in feet.
Oh, yes.
There was a quote from that episode, which became a very popular tweet on the now defunct internet social network called Twitter.
I remember saying something along those lines. I just didn't remember exactly what the words were. But thank you for edifying that.
It was very good.
Yeah, it was on my list too, a little further down. And that was your last pick?
That was my last pick, but you can rattle off whatever you got.
All right, I'm rattling. So then I've got a soft flaccid waffle.
Oh, classic.
Which is classic. Andrzej Tomic, and we talked about Stripes in that one. Then we've got Dudes on First, Sweets on Second, which is Dude, Where's My Car? Not really a classic, but... sort of. And then he only has Eisenbergs for Sean Parker. And that was The Social Network.
So it's pretty punny, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. And then there's, I got to skip these two because you did those ones. And then there's Bucatini Feet, Bucatini Net Worth, which is the menu.
Yep.
Going off of our theme. And then I have Look, I Sew Lolcats to Young Eyes.
I saw
the Mummy.
That and I was like, what in God's name were we talking about there?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the Yoda quote, look, I sew old to young eyes. I have no idea why we said this, but
don't say we. That had to have been you. There's no way I said that.
That's probably true. Since when we talked about Empire Strikes Back, you the title for that one is Mallrats quote.
I was being deliberately
obtuse.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah. All right. So that was it for our titles. There were many other titles, but that's what we got.
We're very good at titles. If it hasn't been said before.
Yeah. Like, you're just looking at this page that just happens to be up on my other screen. A self-poisoning well for Alien Covenant. Perfect.
Mwah.
Chef's kiss. But let's skip on to our best member special.
Yeah.
Am I going first? Because you did first title, right? Or did I first title? Oh,
I think I went first on best episode title.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Wait, I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Oh my God.
We'll say it at the same time. we've done how many members specials now? Is it 5, 6?
Sure.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Something like that. We've watched we watched 4 Shreks, a couple other movies. All of them have been with our dear friend Mike Sargent, is that right?
Nope.
No?
Our first one, it was with Scott McNulty.
And
that was Lost in Space. And we love Scott very much. And I don't want to make
I thought we were doing crossover related things. Yeah.
No, I don't want to make it seem like we just never invited him back or anything. Just a scheduling thing. But we really love Scott. And we are on Scott's podcast. And you can go listen to those episodes. So that was not to minimize Scott's involvement.
Yeah, no, not at all. I agree. We love Scott. But the reason Mike has become a recurring member of the members special team is that he hit himself a dinger one of these times. And
well, do bees have dingers?
Do bees? Yes, exactly. it will never be surpassed as best member special.
Yeah. There's no other choice.
No.
Yeah. So go ahead and say it, Dan.
The best member special is the episode we did on B-Movie with Micah. I honestly don't remember what it was called. I don't think we did really do titles for member episodes, do we?
Yeah, we did. It was called DreamWorks of the Deep State, which is surprisingly tame for the discussion that we had in that episode.
In that episode is where we got deep. We pondered the question, do bees have dicks? And we answered that question as well. You'll have to sign up to find out what we actually discuss. Don't use your Google AI summary search to figure out the answer on your own. Become a defocused member and listen to that episode to find out.
Yeah. Oh man, wouldn't that be scary if you could get AI summaries of our member specials? There's a lot of stuff that's said in those that should never see the light of day.
Yeah, that would be bad if that came up in AI search results associated with our name. Can we modify our robots.txt so we don't get scraped?
Yeah, I think we have to send a notarized piece of mail to Google and say please exclude.
Do we have the right to refuse them service to our membership?
Yes. Just denied. Sam Altman forbidden. They're all good. I like all of our member specials.
They're all chaotic. They're absolutely chaotic, and they're very fun, and we look forward to them every year. But we're not going to beat B B-movie.
No, and we can't, like, we could list all the other ones, but they're all good. And you might as well just listen to all of them if you, like, care about that kind of thing, because I think the quality level is high on all.
Micah brought in a soundboard with Shrek noises and quotes. It was great.
You guys have a running bit that started with Shrek 2, where you started looking at all the products for Make Shrek Crocs Real.
Oh, boy, yeah. The Shrek fandom wiki is fertile ground for discussion.
Yes, unfortunately. And so that really, like, summarizes, I think, 10 years of this podcast, in a way.
Absurd.
Is that we've done
10 years.
Yeah, so much of this.
I was going to pick Gross Point Blank just for the fact that Jeremy Piven shouts 10 years for, like, you know, a minute straight at one point in the movie.
Yeah.
Didn't seem worth it, though. It's a good movie. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a 90s movie, though.
Yeah. Oh, I did have something on here that did not make it to the thing that I forgot to mention.
Oh.
For title.
Oh.
It is another Micah movie.
Oh.
Kingsman: The Secret Service, the first Micah movie, technically. I am no one's father, papa, or daddy, which is no longer true.
It's true. I do think of that from time to time. I see this child running around, and I think, you know what? I am currently someone's father, papa, still not daddy, necessarily.
The camera's not saying daddy yet?
He says dada.
He'll get there.
I think the connotation is a bit different.
I'll say daddy. I'll say it.
No, it's against the rules to say words that end in Y in this house.
Okay. But whenever he looks up at you and says dada, you got to remember Micah and I badgering you.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's 10 years of this thing.
10 years.
And we've had many special guests over that time period. We didn't even talk about Merlin Mann's been on twice. We've had Aline. We've had just, like, I don't know.
We had
not
Mike,
that many
we
guests.
We had a whole. I mean, Seth keeps coming back. He mostly insists on it, and our lawyers won't let us cut him out anymore at this point.
No, but one time we had Matt Alexander. We had Casey List.
Can you believe that? Can you believe those people came on here and talked to us about a movie?
Yeah.
They took us seriously enough to think, like, yeah, I'll go waste an hour and a half of my time talking to those dinguses.
Yeah. I mean, you'll notice that most of the guest episodes are the beginning of
very
the run.
Front-loaded before they realized that we were just absolutely full of shit.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, you guys seem fun on the internet. Uh-oh.
We're professionals, but not at this, which is one of my favorite quotes from a different podcast.
And on that note...
Thank you, Joe, for 10 wonderful years. I didn't buy you anything. I'm sorry.
What is the 10-year anniversary supposed to be?
I should probably look that up. 10-year anniversary gift is...
Is it wood?
No, wood is I think, 8. I think we just passed that over here.
Silver?
The traditional gifts...
ABS plastic.
A symbol of strength and durability. Tin is a perfect representation of a decade of marriage. You can also stay in theme with tin, but think outside the box with metallic or silver items such as luggage or handbags. What?
Where does one even find tin these days? What even is tin?
Is this, am I being AI summaried? Is this screwing with me?
No, I think you're right. But... Anyway,
tin,
send you a can of beans. So
I'll send you some aluminum foil.
Remember when we used to send each other stuff and I sent you the maple syrup and then you sent me the problematic pancake syrup?
I did. Yeah, they've been rebranded since then. You used to send me a lot of syrup. And at one point you sent me a white belt, which was made out of some sort of faux leather plastic that smelled so bad.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I didn't get a whiff of it from its drop shipping origin. Yeah.
I thought about this the other day because my mom bought a Fire tablet with one of those, giant, silly looking childproof cases for the child when he's over there to watch some YouTube on. And And I was like, oh yeah, I got one of these. Joe threw it in as like a gag gift because it cost like $15 when he was sending me syrup. It's on my bookshelf. And the technology hasn't really changed in about 10 years. It's about the same.
Nope. It's still crap. So
yeah.
Yeah. All right. On that note, I owe you 10.
Yeah. Well, the end. Can't wait to do this again in 10 more.
Oh yeah. Like we'll be alive.
Exactly. There's no, we're not going to live that long.
Like people will still be allowed to do podcasts then.
There won't be any internet. It'll just be AI versions of us reading our own titles back. I mean, honestly, an AI version of us saying silly titles would be pretty fun to listen to.
Wouldn't it be funny if AI only like kills the industry for like low level nonsense podcasts, because people can just like type in, just like it would be like, oh, they're just hallucinating anyways. Like they said peak blether and AI could do that.
Yeah.
There we go. Well, yeah,
we can make up phrases like that. Mm-hmm. I look forward to it. Maybe I can get some more rest.
Yeah. Yeah. One of these days we'll talk and you won't be tired and it'll come as a shock to everyone.
No, it's not going to happen. I came in my office and it was very warm and I thought, you know what? Remember 10 years ago when I used to build like a tent fort out of a blanket and some big wooden sticks to help improve my audio quality?
I do.
I'm just sweat inside that little like purple Phoenix Suns emblazoned sweat lodge in my office.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty bad. And then I had to go from the office to my apartment and try to get there in variable amounts of traffic, shove food in my mouth and record. Had,
like, shortcuts or whatever to try and turn on your air conditioning when you left the office so it would be cool by the time you got there, but sometimes your IR blaster wouldn't work.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was so good.
So I would just be like melting and starving and thirsty the entire podcast.
Oh boy. Where will we be in another 10 years?
Dead in a ditch.
Yeah, sounds good.
See you there.
High five.
Drag you down with me. So the end.
Yeah.
The Incomparable Podcast Network. Become a member and support this show today. TheIncomparable.com/members